most Nicoletta operations at the moment run with sulfuric acid-based processes, and they're either heap leaches or high-pressure vessels generally. And the high-pressure vessels are very expensive to build, very hard to operate. They run at about 250 degrees C. But both processes also consume an awful lot of sulfuric acid at the front end, which ends up being part of the waste component of the operations. The direct nickel process that we're developing here with a demonstration plant is very different in that it uses nitric acid instead of sulfuric acid. And the economics of the process is based on a very high percentage recycle of nitric acid back to the front end of the process. So we actually take it through a series of steps that leads to the regeneration of nitric acid and the regeneration of the base, the magnesium oxide as well.
We're working around the clock so that we can demonstrate that the process will run continuously. That will be one of the criteria we'll be judged at on, and we'll recycle our acid back to the leach feed and demonstrate that that recycling system is sustainable.
The important part, as Graham's just said, of running the 10-day campaigns, so we can get a very good picture of the mass balance for the metals performance, but also the efficiency in terms of energy, water consumption, and get all the numbers that are necessary to go into the engineering calculations and the financial calculations for the techno-economic feasibility of the process going forward.